Good morning, everyone. I haven't done one of these in a while. No, I haven't finished Red Dead Redemption. I've kind of been, what's that thing called? It's really annoying work. And, you know, I've been working, so I've not really had the time to play any video games, but whatever. Well, our CBG E3 coverage just wrapped up, the day before yesterday, 2 days ago, and I'm really happy the way it turned out. I can't complain. Honestly, it was fun. I mean, all we did last year was we did a round table for the Sony press conference, and that's about it. And that was awesome. So we originally wanted to do it in three shows. So one for Microsoft, one for Sony, or one for Nintendo, and then one for Sony and all the other stuff, because, face it, Sony's not been delivering their goods in the last 2 years, so Move is not really moving anyone, and so on and so forth. So, anyways, either way, I'm very, very happy with the results. I really can't ask for more. I really can't ask for more, and I'm very, very happy the way that turned out. What else was there? There was something else. I forgot. All in all, yeah, our E3 coverage was great. The way we edited our shows was very quickly. We really put a lot of effort into getting those shows up, and I'm very glad it turned out good. The only, I really wish we would have had time for one more show, but that was my fault. Because I decided to do overtime, so I couldn't do a third show. But that's okay. It still turned out great. It's awesome. I am going to be picking up a 360 Slim as soon as they go on sale, which I believe is tomorrow. At least everybody here says they're all going to arrive at the warehouses on Sunday, and so which means Monday morning. You know what I'm doing. I'm getting up early. I'm going to Best Buy. I'm going to go pick me up one of them consoles. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give my old 360, which still works, I'm going to refurbish it at work tomorrow. I'm going to pop an LED fan that I have in my spare 360, the original Red Ring guinea pig that I had. And I'm going to pop it in there, clean out all the dust, maybe change the faceplate because I got to make a different design on that one. And I'm going to give it to Victor. The reason people usually would say, why don't you sell it? Well, the problem is Xbox 360s ain't worth shit right now. A lot of people are selling them on the local buy-sell forum here, which is redflagdeals.com. And people are selling it. Naturally, they're selling it because they want to buy a Slim. And so everyone is selling theirs. I've seen 120 gig Xboxes with four games go for $150, unbanned, unmodded. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy, especially mine, because mine doesn't have HDMI or any of that stuff in there. It's not even a Jasper or a Falcon. This is an original build 360, and I'm surprised ever since it red-ringed like 2 years ago that it hasn't re-red-ringed. But even if it does red-ring on Victor, I will be able to fix it, because these are the older the model, the easier they are to fix. So either way, so Victor's going to be joining Jason and I as we like to tease him as playing the big boy consoles, although that's not true. he's thrilled. So he's already planning on getting the Resident Evil and Dead Rising games. Victor's a big zombie killing fan, so he likes that stuff. And of course, I'm going to get him a copy of GTA. I have a $20 off coupon for Blur that I'm going to use. I'm going to give it to him. He's going to buy himself Blur because Jason's got Blur. As a matter of fact, right after work on Sunday, Jason and I are going to play each other in Blur. That's going to be fun. And I only got a few seconds left here. So anyways, I better cut this short. So anyways, I hope we're going to record another show on Monday. And we'll see you all then. Peace. Doodles.